Hi, everyone. You're listening to Full Court Press. This is part one of a two-part series for the Western Conference preview. Heaps of funny shit. Enjoy.
Full Court Press.
I don't know anything about Angola, but Angola's in trouble.
Yeah!
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Full Court Press. I'm your host, Wesley. With me, as always, Rabbit and the Bagman.
Yep.
How you going, guys?
Couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, all right. I'm excited. I love this. This is our preview time.
This is FCP Western Conference preview. We're going to be doing East in the next podcast. We're going to basically go through a few selected teams that we've chosen. We're probably going to skip some of the ones we don't care about.
Philly.
We're just going to go with the teams we think will probably end up in the playoffs and be relevant.
And a little bit of ninth, tenth, you know.
You just want to talk about Phoenix, and
that's a guaranteed
It's
guaranteed playoff team.
My bad.
All right, well, shall we get into it? The Western preview for the FCP. We do this once a year, just like the awards.
Exciting.
We're going to start with the Memphis Grizzlies, who I had finishing 10th this year.
Oh, unbelievable. Not making the playoffs.
No, I think it's going to be the first time they haven't made the playoffs in a few years. Mm. And it's going to cause a shakeup. How's that for a prediction?
Lord. I've got them sneaking in just in the eighth spot, actually.
Wow.
West is tough.
I got them at fifth. I don't know if you believe the hype. Wow. Remember before Marc Gasol went down and after he came back, they were a juggernaut.
Yeah,
they were
yeah.
amazing.
Yep.
And, you know, I guess they haven't really done too much. They swapped Mike Miller for Vince Carter. Old legs for old legs.
Same.
Kind of like it.
Mm.
And Quincy Pondexter's back. A little bit more continuity. I don't know. I think they can do it. I look at them top to bottom, and I just think a lot of teams are going to have trouble.
They re-signed Zebo. Do you see that? 20
yeah.
mil for 2 years. That's probably fair. That's cool.
Probably his last big contract.
Mm. Mm.
You'd say Mike Miller played pretty good for him this last year.
He wasn't as injured as normal.
He had a great season.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's not really a game changer. You know
Would
what
you
I mean?
Rather have VC or Mike Miller at this stage?
I don't know.
Off the
probably
bench.
Mike Miller just because... He's there for a role and he's going to, like, he does what he does perfectly, you know, where Vince is a little bit of a, I guess, an inconsistent player at this stage of his career.
Yeah.
I mean, he was very good for Dallas in the playoffs and you know what you're going to get sort of production-wise, but I don't think it's, like, as exceptional as, say, Miller coming in. He's a deadly three-point shooter. You know what you're getting offense from him and his clutch. I don't know. Gasol was injured for a good part of last season as well, so... Him back, being healthy, if they can get Zebo-Gasol combo going again like they did a few seasons ago when they were challenging to get into the finals, remember that?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. You know what, though? I think it's going to be Mike Conley's like make-or-break season. I think he's been threatening for a long time to sort of become a Chris Paul-type character. I'd like to see him take the next step. I don't think they do as well without him having a pretty massive season. Almost borderline all-star season for them to get... to make some do some damage. Remember how tough the West is.
It's out of control.
Well, I think if he wasn't in the West, he would be an all-star.
Very
valid
point.
Lillard, Chris Paul, and Curry.
Yep.
The list goes on, Westbrook. But, you know, the second unit's looking pretty strong.
So
Tony
Vince Carter
coming
is
off the bench.
A part of that second unit?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Tayshaun Prince is starting.
I'd say so.
Because he's a great defensive player.
I think so. And I don't think you want to be playing VC more than 20, 25 minutes a night. Give him some looks. But, you know, like, if you're the opposing team... You really can't let VC shoot threes the same as Mike Miller. You're going to try and cover him in the same way. So
yeah,
I think it provides the same sort of looks. Pondexter and Lee are there. Guard rotation's pretty good. I just think, like, top to bottom, the first 10 guys, that they've got a lot there. Tough rebounding team, obviously excellent defensive team.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as they can score some buckets every now and again, I reckon they'll do pretty well. But yeah,
fifth
might be a bit of a stretch.
Fifth, that's huge.
I don't know. I know what you're saying there, and that's like with everyone playing exceptional. You know, that's with everyone firing. And you know, you're right to be optimistic for them because of everyone back. Everyone seems healthy, but I don't know, man. The West is stacked. I can't see them. I see them doing the same sort of thing. They might hit six or something like that, but I don't see any higher than that. Especially got you know all those other West teams that are really coming into their own, but. Who knows, man? Fifth, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I just go, oh my God, it's fucking hard.
Hey, it's tough. It's tough.
Mm.
All right, that's Memphis.
Yeah, well, it is, and we're gonna try and do yes and no's, like a quick yes and no for each team. But I for the love of me, I couldn't come up with a single yes and no. For
oh,
this
I didn't
team.
Want to do it.
Is Tony Allen gonna punch someone or yeah. da da da? But I think we'll skip the yes and no. But did you have a hypothetical?
Your first one. You're skipping
I know,
the first
I know,
one. There's you give you
I
one
know.
Fucking job,
I know,
and
I know.
Give us a yes or no for everyone.
I'll give you one. Will Gasol be the same player he was before he got injured?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
I agree.
Yeah. Coming off that like great run for Spain in the World Cup as well. He was looking good. So
yeah, totally.
Good to see.
No
there
reason
you
not to. Sam, we're also going to do a little hypothetical for every team. Yeah. And this is probably the worst one I've done, so I'm pretty pissed that we're doing this
first. I didn't come up with a yes or no, and your hypothetical sucks. Great. Killing it. We're off to a big start.
Beautiful.
It'll only get better.
Well, my hypothetical is, if Tony Allen forgot his meds for one day, what would he do first? Would it be start a forest fire or find rare spiders to bite him in the hope that he would attain superpowers?
I thought you were going to say, would he change his name and go to China or some shit?
Yeah, totally.
Wow, I didn't even know he was on meds.
I don't know either, but he just looks like the type of guy.
I think any guy who doesn't sit when they're on the bench has got to be a little bit special. But
I think he starts a fire. I think he starts a fire. Is there anything to burn in Memphis?
It's always something to burn. Yeah. Houses.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Graceland.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, well.
Where'd you have them?
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Me neither.
Wow.
I think they'll easily not make the playoffs.
Hey, I'd like to see them do well. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a good story.
So they got Omar Ashik on the team. They got a healthy Jrue Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
They got a healthy Eric Gordon, who was dealing with injury for like 3 years, basically.
For like three lifetimes. Yeah. He's always dealing with injuries. And he'll deal with them again this year, I would say.
And Anthony Davis looks like an animal.
I said it last on the podcast.
I know, but you got to deal with it.
He needs a lot of help to get his points.
Well,
he's got
Ashik.
Well, that's interesting. Can they play together, Ashik and Davis, just like Ashik and Howard? They didn't play together.
Different kind of guy, though.
Well, they played a little bit together in the playoffs in Houston. It didn't look terrible.
It didn't look great. Like, you weren't like going, oh, yes, Twin Towers resurgence.
Mm. Yeah.
Is this going to be a similar thing? I don't know.
Well, it's like, can Davis step away from the basket and make jumpers? Because otherwise they're going to get in each other's way. And I don't know. Apparently he can shoot it, but I didn't like the look of his face-up game too much at the Olympics as well. And that's against, like, pretty weak competition.
It's a supporting cast. Are they going to stand up? Are they going to deliver?
Big
questions.
They finished 12th last year. I had them at 8th this year. I think they're going to be
sneaking in.
They will improve from last year is my prediction.
Yeah. Hey, I think it's a feel-good story if they make the playoffs. No
8th,
doubt.
9th. I have the Suns.
But like,
it'll be awesome.
They were 34-48 last season. To get into the playoffs, you sort of need 50 wins in the West.
In the West.
Mm-hmm. Are they 16 wins better with fucking having Ryan Anderson healthy and those other guys healthy?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's my thing. Before Jrue Holiday got injured, he was an all-star. And I think Anthony Davis could be in all-star material this year. So you got two all-stars. Then you got Ashik.
He was an all-star last year. Replacement. Injury replacement.
Oh, that's
all-star.
Right. He was.
So like sort of a honorary all-star, but not really.
But Jrue Holiday isn't... You can't say he's going to be an all-star.
He was.
He was.
He
yeah, but...
He won't be in the West.
No way.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, I hear.
He's an all-star caliber player.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I put him up a couple more places. I think you should give him 8th. Come up, come on up.
Second unit is just abysmal. But I don't know. Getting back to the brow, I don't think this is the year. Like, I think everyone thinks this is the year where he's going to assert himself as like a top 10 player.
Mm.
But I don't think this is it just yet. I think it could happen, but not right now.
That leads me to my yes or no. Will Anthony Davis be an all-star player this year? Will he be part of the Western all-star team? I'm going to vote yes.
I'm going to say no. Well, Kevin Love went out. And I don't think anyone really came back over
was
to
Aldridge
the West.
Was Aldridge an all-star?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But there's one spot. I think he'll do it. Yes. Yes, he'll be an all-star. Fringe.
I don't see enough variety in his offense. I don't see enough... What's the word? What am I looking for here?
He's got that Kenneth Faried blood in him, though. He just likes to get up and go after
no jump
it.
Shot.
Hustle. Things will just start coming to him, you know?
Needs to be more polished.
I'm just not believing the hype.
Yeah, he's got no back-to-the-basket game. He doesn't really have a face-up game. It's all on the move, and I just think he's going to have to get some some time in with Akeem or something before he turns into a lot of shots too. Oh, he's going to block a shitload of shots.
It's a pretty trendy thing to do is call up Akeem these days, isn't it?
Everyone's doing it. Yeah.
Do you want my hypothetical?
I love it.
More than anything.
Okay. So, if you're the Pelicans, would you trade Anthony Davis to Utah to get the name the Jazz to New Orleans?
Oh. I think you trade your whole roster just to get that name back.
If the Jazz said, we'll give you the... We'll, if Utah said, we'll give you the Jazz name, but we want Davis, would you do it?
What is...
You'd have to.
Would that mean also that the Jazz would become the Utah Pelicans?
Fuck, who cares?
That would be great.
Utah become...
Yeah, the Utah Screaming Mormons. Yeah. That's it, or whatever
the
it
Utah
takes.
Snowboarders.
Sure, whatever.
The Utah...
The question is about the Pelicans, though.
If I was the owner, I would tell them to get fucked, personally.
If you're the owner of who?
Yeah, I wouldn't give up Davis for anything.
Really?
No.
I'd give it up for the Jazz.
But you're talking about...
I'm a true believer.
The name forever, like... It's yours forever.
I know.
I'm just saying.
That's huge. That's a great hypothetical.
Yeah. What was yours?
I'm going to go with, no, I'm not giving up Anthony Davis.
Okay.
And but you, then he could walk next year, right?
New Orleans Jazz. It's gonna, that adds
it's
like
the best name ever.
$1 billion.
Needs to happen.
Yep.
How are we feeling about the Pelicans? It's been a full year now. What do we think?
It's terrible.
I don't love it.
I haven't liked it any more than I did when it first came out.
It's going to sink in.
Is it the worst name in the NBA right now?
I think Bobcats.
Now the Bobcats are gone.
Yeah, but so it was in the scheme of things, it was worse.
No, we're talking about this
right
year.
Now,
is it worse than a Raptor?
Yes.
Yes.
Jurassic Park 4 is coming out. The Raptor's going to be more relevant
than
ever.
Quietly, what the fuck is a Cavalier? How are you a Cavalier if you're...
Ching!
I understand the definition. Yeah. But well, how is that like,
yeah, I've
intimidating?
Never heard anyone say we got stormed by a boat of Cavaliers.
It's not really intimidating, is it? Don't you think that needs... I think a lot of names need upgrading, but that's another podcast.
Skirt?
We could do a whole podcast on
we
that.
We should do a whole podcast on that.
Okay.
All right, well, let's move along. The next team that we're going to be discussing... The Phoenix Suns.
Your Phoenix Suns.
Just re-signed Bledsoe. Zoran's on board. That's
Don't
pretty
mess
epic.
With Zoran.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to have an impact in the NBA?
I didn't watch him. I didn't see a Slovenia game. I'm sorry. I didn't see him.
I don't know if he can have more of an impact than Dragic. What am I saying?
The Dragon. Just call him the Dragon.
The Dragon?
Call him what he should
Goran.
Be called.
Goran, of course. Sorry. He
Different
was
position.
As good as Goran, he would have been here by now, right?
Truth.
Yeah, so...
Goran's been here a long time. It's his little brother.
Do you think
brother.
There's something to say about playing with your brother, though?
If you're in Phoenix, yeah, allegedly. They're going to get the Plumleys on deck next.
Everyone loves Gasol's playing together for Spain. I don't know. Maybe.
What I was kind of reading is Bledsoe didn't want to sign. Then Timberwolves came in with a max offer. And then they ended up offering him $70 million and they added an additional year. Is that right?
Five
Can you
years.
Give me the breakdown of this?
That's pretty much it.
It was 5 years, $70
million. Yeah. It was 4 years at 48.
That's what they originally offered him. Yeah.
And they said, not into it. And that's just below max, right? 70 mil at 5 years, just below.
Yeah.
He could have got a little more.
So here's my yes or no. Is he worth $70 million for 5 years?
It's like, it's the NBA's, it happens all the time. Inflated
is it gonna
dollar
be a Joe
values
Johnson,
on talent.
Yeah, no,
gonna...
but if you look at it, like best case scenario, 17 and 6 or something, a game, bulldog defender.
Yep.
Yes, then he's worth that sort of money. So if as long as he can keep that going and stay on the court, then that's going to be a good deal. But, you know, just haven't seen enough of him yet. Really.
But do you agree with, like, when at 4 years at 48, you know, that's 12 mil a season, you sort of like...
I would have loved that
that's
for Phoenix.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, that's Steph Curry money. Yeah. That's exactly the same thing that Jrue Holiday and Steph Curry got a couple of years back. And he's not better than those guys.
See, this is where I'm saying it gets a bit gray because you're going to pay that because he's the last restricted free agent, right? So at this stage of the game, he's worth X amount because other teams are looking around. Phoenix don't have anything better, right? Other teams like Minnesota threw that out there. But in a different free agency period or a different offseason when there's more going on, when Love and LeBron were on the deck, is that too much? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
it's not personal at times. It's like whatever else is out there and he's the best of a limited bunch right now,
and
so his price is inflated.
Yeah, and you've got to factor in that the cap's going to go up in 2 years' time.
Mm.
So there's going to be a lot more space. Players of a lesser caliber are probably going to get deals like that 2 years from now.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. But
I feel like they didn't want to pay him max because they got to pay Goran a lot of money, but they didn't want to offer Bledsoe more than Gorn because kind of Gorn's been there through the hard yards.
Well, and he's done more than Bledsoe. Yeah. He's a better player than Bledsoe, I think. Yeah, I'd rather have Gorn Dragic.
He is?
I've seen more proof of that. Yeah. You know,
Bledsoe was injured for 36 games or whatever.
But yeah, but that's where the problem lies with this team. They're real guard heavy.
We were looking at the team the other day. Sorry to interrupt, but
yeah.
It's like 10 shooting guards and point guards on the team. Like they're stacked. Why would you do that?
Well, they've got basically four point guards after they drafted Tyler Ennis. And then you've got Zoran and Gerald Green at the other guard spots. You want to turn one or two of those guys into, like, ideally I would say like a David West type person for them who can rebound, play defense, do the dirty work. Because, like, who are you trotting out now? The Morrises and Plumlee? That's your big man rotation. Mm. And Tucker? Yeah. Yuck.
Doesn't make sense.
So they're not making the playoffs.
I don't have them
where
making
have you,
the playoffs.
Where you just haven't
I have them
them
the same as New Orleans, 8th, 9th.
Also, you think you got to say they'll make the playoffs. They're your boys.
Yeah, that's exactly
but
right.
They won't.
But I think, like, 9th.
So are they better than last year?
Maybe if Bledsoe plays the whole
yeah,
time.
I'd agree with that. But I think everything around them got a bit stronger as well. So I don't think it's going to be enough still.
Isaiah Thomas is happy to come off the bench.
Well, he's going to have to be, I think. But he's going to be a good third guard. They're just very small back there now.
Yeah, he's not in a real position, though, to do anything else. He can't really, you know, demand to be traded or anything. He just got there.
So the Suns are, they're going to run and gun. They're going to pressure the ball all the time. They're going to just run the whole game.
That's what I see. They're going to run all day.
Undersized, small team.
I think they're going to suck straight up.
But you got to get rebounds to run.
But do you remember last year? I said they're going to get last place in the West, and we all thought they were going to suck. And they have pretty much the same team, but they got Isaiah Thomas and LaShanning Frye.
It's not enough.
But they got ninth last year, and they only missed out by like two games or something.
Mm.
So you think they're going to get? What did you
look
put
at
them
the West? At? I did. They're not making the playoffs. That's as far as I thought
but
about.
Where
them.
Did you put them?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't get that far.
Wow.
I did 10, and they're not in my top.
Cold hard.
Not really.
Cash.
Not really. The West is awesome. No way.
Okay. Cool. Well, let's check out a little bit of hypothetical action with the Suns.
Yeah, I've got considering that there's so many short guards on the team now.
Mm.
Who wins the Phoenix Suns annual limbo competition at the end of the season this year? It's tough. You got a lot of guys like Bledsoe's got those little stocky legs.
It's going to be Isaiah Thomas.
He's so tiny. Yeah, but
he's the littlest man.
Yeah, I know, but like Bledsoe, these little powerful trunk legs.
I'm not going to say either of the Dragiches because
the Dragiches.
I don't believe they have yoga in the Eastern Bloc, so I'm saying
yoga
no.
In the Eastern Bloc.
There's no yoga, so they're not going to be as limber.
What about PJ Tucker? Maybe he's a bit crazy.
Oh, unless there's a fist fight waiting for him under the broomstick, that's going to be the only thing that gets him under there.
I think Bledsoe. I'm going with Bledsoe.
Yeah, I like where your head's at.
All right, let's move on. The next team we're going to be talking about is the Minnesota Timberwolves, who recently lost Kevin Love. Talk to me about it, Bagman.
Yeah, it was huge off-season for the T-Wolves. Basically, K-Love went out. Wiggins, Bennett, Thaddeus Young. That was the trade, basically. And for some reason, even after all that, they're worse, right?
Yeah.
They're worse, but they're in a very good rebuilding situation. And you were going to lose Love regardless. So I think under the circumstances, they probably did pretty well. You've got two first place picks in the last 2 years. That's unheard of.
Is it bad that I had them at 14th?
That's sort of where I have them.
Yeah, they're not making the playoffs at all. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if Wiggins can turn into like a marquee player. He could be huge over the next few years.
Mm. Yeah, the ceiling is super bright.
Exactly. So, you know, he might lead a shit team, you know? Yeah. It'd be fun to watch.
So, here's Bennett, my yes or no. Is Wiggins going to start game one?
Yeah.
He's a starter? He's starting game one?
No, I don't reckon.
Well, who's going to start?
Well, they according to ESPN, maybe Kevin Martin.
Oh,
he's a rookie, remember? They don't really want to win a bunch of games so far. Like, it would make sense to start him and have Martin coming off the bench.
Well, Martin has come off the bench in the past.
Massive.
He's always he was off the bench at Oklahoma, wasn't he, for a while when he was there?
Yep.
I think you got to give Wiggins a team. Like, they've got Bennett there. Where's he? Like, further down the bench?
Yeah, in the at McDonald's.
Yep.
But, you know, I feel you. But it's, I think that they can go either way. It's super interesting. This team, they're almost 12 deep all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And each guy does the opposite of what the person they're replacing does. So you got like Rubio, Mo Williams, passer, shooter straight up.
Yep.
Kevin Martin and Wiggins.
Yep.
Defender, shooter. Totally different. Brewer is like athletic running dude, Budinger, shot maker. Thaddeus Young, run and gun. Bennett, fat cunt, he likes to rebound, I guess.
You could play offense, defense for the whole season.
Yeah, but it's like the Nuggets from two years ago. Just a lot of dudes and, you know, I reckon if they keep the team together for like 3 or 4 years...
Would you watch more Timberwolves games this year than last year?
Yeah,
I think so. I want to see what Wiggins does. I'm hyped on him.
Okay.
Yeah. But bear in mind as well, they've got $70 million tied up with Kevin Martin and Pekovic. $70 mil.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
It's massive.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So this leads to my hypothetical. Do you try and tank and go for the draft again and just like see what the young guys do? We're probably going to suck. Maybe we'll get lucky again because we seem to be getting lucky at the moment with picks. Or do you trade and try and get rid of those gross contracts and then see what free agency does next year?
I say both. Because, because you want to attach one of these nice assets that you've got with an awful contract.
Yep.
And it looks like they've got tons of both of these things going on now. So
I think you can trade Kevin Martin for sure.
Oh, deluxe.
Yep. I don't know about Pekovic. I think he's kind of worth keeping. I rate him, but I don't know that type. $70 mil with two players over the next, I think, two seasons. That's it. That's a lot of dollars.
I'd probably want to get rid of Pekovic as well. But like, there's going to be a number of teams that want a guy who can get 17 points a game. That's my point. The block.
Very valuable player.
Want to, like, out of everything, figure out a way you could kind of offshoot JJ Barea.
I don't see a lot of court time for him in this with this roster now, but. That's the point. Do you get rid of a few assets, try and get rid of these contracts, but also give the young players a bit of court time and not necessarily tank, but you know they're just going to find their way and sort of limp along and like they're going to probably do worse than last season, yeah?
Let's talk Ricky Rubio for a second.
And what do you do with Rubio? Exactly.
I think you realize he's been overhyped for the last 2 years and...
He is what he is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like...
Unless he's magically worked on a shot.
He's almost like a poor man's Rondo now, where people are like, he's good.
Yeah, Rondo can't shoot either.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying everyone's sort of forgotten about him, like he's left in the doldrums kind of now, you know? Like, he's kind of valuable, but...
I think it makes him easier to game plan for when you can sag off him so much and you know you're playing for the pass all day. So, look, they haven't won any games. They've had half-decent teams and...
They haven't made the playoffs in 10 straight years.
It's pretty gruesome.
But we would all agree they handled the Kevin Love trade brilliantly and excelled and got great pieces. And although they might not have a great season this year, they're thinking about how they're going to go in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Do you think they're going to pay Rubio max?
No. No way.
Definitely not.
What other point guard do you compare him to then, money-wise? Like, who are you going to...
Rondo. Yeah, and maybe Rondo's a little less.
I think maybe less.
I think that's too generous.
Yeah, maybe it is.
With all the injuries Rondo's poor man's had, Rondo. Next year he could probably still get max. What about a Calderon?
Yeah, but Calderon's got offense.
Yeah, I'd probably rather Calderon.
Yeah,
so. I know he's better than Jeremy Lin and probably worse than everyone else. That's bad.
Hilarious.
Yeah, see, I don't
have a real think about it. Let's think about
Sacramento's
all those point guards.
Starting point guard's Darren Collison. He's better than that.
Yeah, he's better than that.
Okay.
But he's not much better than...
I don't know if he's better than Lin, hey. I mean, he probably gives you more...
He sure doesn't have the personality.
He'll get you more assists. Yeah. Okay, right. Can I just drop something on Lin? Did you guys see how he had a statue at the Wax Museum?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I saw it.
If you haven't seen it, everyone, check it out. It's hilarious. He sits there pretending to be a wax statue and all these people just freak out. And he's pretty convincing. It's good.
Totally.
He even gets his mom. It's great.
All right, let's move it along to the Dallas Mavericks, who, can I just say, finished 8th and cock-blocked the Phoenix Suns for making... the playoffs.
By being better.
By being better. That's exactly right. I'm excited about this team this year.
Yeah. I think that you have reason to be optimistic about these guys.
I think Tyson Chandler going back is going to be huge.
It's a real tough one to pick. There's a lot of overhaul.
Where'd you have them?
I've got them at 7.
Yeah, so have I.
I have them at 6th. Oh, I like 6th. It. But that's pretty, I mean, like, really, that's the same shit. Come on.
I think the jump from 6 to 7 is huge. 7 and... No offense. Hear me out. 6 in the West, 4, 5, and 6 is kind of over there.
Mm.
And then 7, 8, 9 is kind of over there.
Mm.
Sorry to be a dick. Sorry.
No, I get it. So they lost their old guys and they get... A young, healthy Chandler Parsons who didn't make the USA team. How do you think he's going to go?
Well, he's a perfect fit, I think, for what they need. Wing, like more shooting and some
better than athletic on the wing. Rockets.
Probably to the same effect, but I don't think he's got the same sort of he won't have the same role there, though. He'll be asked to do a little bit more on this team, I think, and probably just spot up a touch as well.
Yeah, I don't think Dallas have ever really utilized the three spot that great in the last few seasons, so that could be perfect for them.
I'm nervous about the Raymond Felton thing.
Yeah, me too. Oh, they definitely took a downgrade at point guard. Like Jameer Nelson and Felton, good players, but I don't know, both with question marks, especially Felton.
Front court, heaps strong. Yep. Dirk, Chandler, Parsons. Back court, maybe a little bit suspect, but I don't know. It's really intriguing. I struggled with Dallas. Like, I want to believe that they'll do better, and I feel like they will. Like, I feel they have improved, but like we said before, it's just dependent on all teams, everyone playing well, you know?
The X factor to me is Monte Ellis, who averaged about 19 points a game last year, and I think he's going to excel even more with those people around him.
I don't know. That starting five, Jameer Nelson, Ellis, Parsons, Dirk, Chandler, that's
sick.
Very strong.
That's why I put him at sixth.
Yeah. I just think but the second unit's pretty gross.
Well, yeah.
Felton, Harris, Richard Jefferson, and then the two backup bigs are pretty awful. But I think of it with Calderon. He is one of the most accurate 3-point shooters in the league last year. And then you put Nelson there or Felton, and these guys aren't as lethal. And so, like, a lot of their offense comes from Monte driving kicks, making the defense sag in. And I don't think Nelson's really going to make you pay there that much.
Well, because they lost Sean Marion and Vince Carter, and they gain younger guys, does that mean they're going to be a little bit quicker, and then Dirk's going to maybe struggle a little bit to try and keep up with that quickness, or are they going to kind of keep it
the same sort of
pace?
No, I think it takes the pressure off Dirk, because Dirk has never been a guy who's leading the fast break. You know, he gets his points in the post. He gets his points on his one-legged weird Euro shit. So, yeah, it could play into his hands a bit, because these guys can share the offense and push the ball a bit more. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of with you, Bag, on that one. Like, I don't know what Nelson's really going to offer them. I don't know if Chandler's going to... Like, you're all going, oh, Chandler's sick. You know, he's back. We're all thinking about the 06. We're all thinking about
2011,
you know. But I don't know if he's the same player. He spent a year in New York doing fuck all, you know.
Well, that
like,
leaves me
a bright light in New York, granted, but I don't know if he's got the...
I thought he played great in New
York.
Yeah,
I agree. But
yeah, just
it was Amari
last year.
Exactly. So, I don't know.
Well, that brings me to my yes or no. Mm-hmm. Is Tyson Chandler's return to Dallas a result of him not living up to expectations in New York? Is he going back there because he didn't do what he was supposed to do?
No. I don't reckon. I think he was a pretty good player on a shit team in New York. I don't think it's anything to do with Chandler underperforming. I know he was injured a fair bit. That offense didn't really play into his hands. He wasn't really a factor in New York. But I don't think it was his fault.
In you, he's saying, like, is the reason why he's coming back because he didn't live up to expectations. The expectation for when he got there was that he was going to be the defensive anchor on a championship level team.
Yeah, and he was
so
part of the big three there.
That was the expectation. So he definitely didn't live up to the expectations there. But
well, not
because
a championship
of him,
team.
It's because of the team.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a bit of a weird one.
Okay. Well, there we have it.
Sweet.
Okay, well, my hypothetical
for
this is, if you're Mark Cuban and it's the year 2011 and you've just won the title, do you buy the players blow or whores? Or blow and whores?
Wait a minute. Why would you?
Would
only
you be
get
cool
some-
with buying cocaine for your players if you're Mark Cuban in that situation? You just won the title? That's what I'm getting at.
I think it depends if you're doing it as well.
Yeah.
If you get a bag, you know, you want to party with everyone.
I think only Monte Ellis is doing cocaine out of those groups. Maybe Raymond Felton as well. So I say you get those two guys and have a good fun party with.
Am I Mark Cuban buying bags for everyone and going, "Hey guys, have a good night. I'm going back and not going to party with
no
you."
No way. He's
or
not
am gonna... I buying like a fucking, like, you know, 4 ounces and we're going to Vegas?
Yeah, no, yeah,
and I got
style.
The whores as well.
Yeah, I'm going to come in here and do a line off this diamond encrusted vagina.
As long as Cuban's there,
it's cool
all day.
Yeah. 100%. So if you're Cuban, you're happy like going, yeah, whatever, fellas, let's do the
I'm
job.
Pretty sure he did it.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the Houston Rockets. I got to ask you, where did you have him sitting in this?
Oh, I've got him at six.
I've got him at sixth as well.
I've got him at fifth.
Okay.
Fifth.
Yeah.
Even without Lynn Parsons in a shake.
They got Ariza. They got Jason Terry, your boy Jason Terry.
True. But I got
Fuck yeah, Jason
for
Terry.
For me, it's another year of Howard and Harden playing together. It's another year of Mikhail being a coach. And it's also, I'm seeing a change in attitude in the way Howard's kind of presenting himself and conducting his business. Maybe it's because his kids are getting older or whatever, but he's becoming more of a man than just...
It's on paper, it looks good when you put Harden and Howard with anyone, but... You know, like you said, can they have that chemistry with the rest of their team? Doesn't look like it.
And Patrick Beverley's a lot more healthier this year. Mm. He had a massive injury the year
before. Yeah, everyone's healthy at the start of the season.
He might have peaked. Beverley might have just been like, that's a more... I don't know if Beverley's going to get any better. He's like, we know he's passionate, but is he going to be more productive? Why wouldn't he have been last season?
You guys felt that Ashik and Lynn and Parsons leaving was going to be so huge, you would have put him lower than sixth.
I think that's... Like, massive respect to Harden and Howard putting him at sixth in the West when they have no bench, basically. Yeah. Those guys are so dominant. You saw in the Portland series, they were basically playing 2-on-5 on offense.
Yeah.
And they could have won that series. Yeah. Like, those guys are amazing. But, you know, there's no depth. They're one injury from complete catastrophe.
Tragedy.
And, yeah, there's no backup in the guards. There's no backup bigs now. And it's pretty rank. That's a lot of talent to lose, and to only get Trevor Ariza back really is a serviceable player.
And speaking of Trevor Ariza, like, he's not the same player as Chandler Parsons. He can't hold that three spot, but you get different things from him. Obviously, his D's better. Mm. Can he be their defined three there and actually be a factor? You know, can he be what Parsons was kind of sculpted to be?
Anyone think Trevor Ariza is going to play better than Parsons?
I think it's sort of going to be a wash because I think he gives you the same sort of skill set. But, you know, if you were trading him one-on-one and the money that they're getting, I'd take that Ariza for his money more than Parsons on his money in that situation because he's going to hit wide open threes and he's going to play defense and that's all you really want.
Can he keep that form up that he had for Washington because he was money in the playoffs last year?
Yeah, I reckon he can. But he's been to Houston before and he had a terrible time there. So hopefully it's a bit different, but...
Last podcast we were doing the FCP awards and we had like least want to fight and whatever. And I'm looking at Jason Terry versus Troy Daniels. Who do you think would win that fight?
Got to give it to Terry for the scrappy veteran savvy. Yep. And he's got quite sculpted arms, doesn't he?
He's ripped for a little guy. Mm. Important stuff. All right. Anything else on the.
I guess I have a yes or no.
Yeah. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So there's been a lot of like YouTube and. Facebook shit going around about Harden's bad defense.
Uh-huh.
So I ask, is Bruce Bowen correct to say Harden's bad defense is Mikhail's fault?
No.
I don't think so. There was a pretty good little thing on YouTube about Harden's defense for Team USA as well.
Mm.
He was doing the same shit.
Yeah.
Do you want my hypothetical? It kind of involves Harden as well.
Of course. Well, there's only two guys on this team now. So
there's 5 seconds left in the playoffs. You know, clutch game, whatever.
Mm.
Would you rather be up one on defense with Harden isolated and Howard fouled out, so no rim protection, or down two with Howard at the stripe?
Oh. Yeah, no, I'm not taking the free throws. I'd rather be up on defense.
Yeah.
At least you get a puncher's chance, you know. You just hope the other team dribble it off their foot or something like that.
Yeah.
So you're both taking Harden on D rather than Dwight at the line.
Yes. Okay, you've just finished part one of a two-part series for the Western Conference Preview. Thanks for listening. Please make sure to have a listen to part two.
See you next time.